Okay, good evening to everybody. I would like to discuss one of the 39 malachas as we've been doing throughout the series. Tonight's malacha is a malacha of Korea. Korea is simply translated as ripping or tearing. However, the Mishnah in its list of the Lamentes malachas in the Maseches Shabbos and the Ayin Gimel and Beis mentions that Korea, ripping or tearing, is not the malacha. Rather, it's Korea almanas litzor. One would tear in order to sew something, in order to mend something. That's the way the malacha was done in Beis Mikdash. One would not simply rip something. Ripley inherently is a destructive act, not a constructive act. And any of the lametas malachos, one is only transgresses any of them if indeed they are constructive. Bona is building, borer is separating. Those are all constructive acts. So korea, in and of itself, ripping, tearing, would be considered to be kilkul, mikalkil, and that's destructive. Destructive malachos are not chayav on Shabbos. Therefore, the malacha is defined as korea almanas litzvor. That what was done in the Mishkan, and that is therefore the malacha itself. However, if one would simply rip something or tear something in and of itself and not have any intent to mend it or to sew it after the fact, nonetheless, Chazal still said that that would be asur min d'rabbanan. So to take a piece of paper and to rip it, not with the intent of stitching it back together or gluing it back together, would be asur min d'rabbanan. The reason that Chazal said that ripping itself, even though you have no intent to sew or to mend it back together, is prohibited rabbinically, is because if we were to permit anybody just to simply be korea, to rip something, to tear something, then before we know it, it's possible that an individual would ultimately decide to be tofer, decide to mend that which was torn. Take a clothing, for example. One started ripping a shirt, a pair of pants. Before you know it, if that was permitted, one ultimately would start mending or sewing it. So therefore, it is also midrabanan to be korea stam. But the malacha d'iraisa, in order to transgress the malacha midiraisa, one would have to be ripped something in order with the intent ultimately to sew the item back together. However, when we talk about korea almanas litzvor, and the Mishnah lists it as such, is that literal? Meaning, if one is to rip something, however, he does not have intent to be tofer it, he does not want to sew it, but he wants to rip something for a constructive purpose, not to rip something for a destructive purpose, but the ripping in and of itself would be productive. Would that be asur min d'oraisa as well? That's to say that when the Mishnah said korea almanas litzvor, to rip something with the intent of sewing it, was that literal? Was that specific? And that's the only way one will transgress the malacha d'oraisa? Or when the Mishnah says korea almanas litzvor, is that coming to say that you can do anything constructive, just make sure it's not destructive? And the example the Mishnah gave was ultimately that you will be tofer, ultimately the decision to mend or to sew something, but not literally that you have to be told for something specific. This question, this chakir really, in terms of how to understand the malach of korea almanas litzvor, is it literally ripping in order to sew something, or is it ripping something so long as you're not just destroying it, but ultimately you are going to do something productive, is subject to machlokas rishonim, the Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos, and the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, the basis point. Tosfos understands that literally, the only way in time that a person would transgress the malacha d'oraisa of tofer is if he rips it with the intent to sew the item. That's to say, if a person only rips something with no intent whatsoever to sew it, that would only be prohibited rabbinically, that would be asur min d'rabbanan. However, the Rambam extends and expands the malacha and says if you rip something, as long as you don't have intention for it to be a kilkul, as long as there's no intention for you to destroy the item, but the ripping in and of itself is productive for you, then you would be over and you would transgress the malacha. Let's give a practical example. Take toilet paper, for example. So if a person rips toilet paper on Shabbos, so they have no intent to rip it in order to mend it, in order to sew it, in order to glue it back together. So therefore, according to Tosos, if the only way you're over the milacha d'oraisa is in order to mend, while ripping toilet paper on Shabbos would only be prohibited rabbinically. However, according to the Rambam, who extends and expands the Isser Malacha of Korea, that as long as you're doing it for an intent, and there's purpose in and of itself to the ripping or to the tearing, even though it's not almanas litzvor, even though there's no intent ultimately to mend or to sew the paper back together, but because in and of itself that is productive, that's creative, that's constructive for you, to rip a piece of toilet paper, that would actually be asur min d'oraisa. How does the Shulchan Aruch rule on this question? Very practical question. Anytime you have to rip something, anytime you have to tear something. So as long as I don't sow it, or as long as they don't have intent to sow it after, how would we handle such a situation? Or moreover, if I want to rip open a plastic bag, I want to tear open a bag that has potato chips, a snack bag, I want to tear open a box of tissues, I want to open a cereal box. So I'm not going to sew it back together. My intent is to get to the food inside. So how would we handle that situation? Is that called korea, or is that not called korea manasbet for? And how would we view such a situation? The Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Mem in Sif Yud Daled writes as follows: Hamifarik niyaros. If a person separates papers that are dvukim, imagine you have a bunch of papers that are glued or stuck together, or oros dvukim. If you have a leathers or some bunch of leather that is glued together. The loan is having the chemical bavat, and when you are separating the leather, and when you're separating the paper, there's no intent for you to destroy the paper or to destroy the leather, but you simply want to separate it, to rip it apart. You want to rip a piece of leather, you want to rip a piece of paper, stack of papers. However, it's not being ripped for the sake of kilkel, for destruction, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hareza toled das korea v'chayv. That is considered to be a derivative of the malacha of Korea, and one would be prohibited to do so biblically. The Shulchan Aruch seemingly passes like the position of the Rambam. The Be'er HaGolan Oz Pei here says that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rambam, who expands the malacha of Korea to any intent, to any positive or constructive ripping or tearing that you are doing, that you're going to be chayav. The Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Shin Mem in Sifkat and Mem Gimel writes that as long as you're doing it bishvil eizet to'elet, for a purpose, av shalon iskam b'zei kedei ladapkem o b'yoser, even though when you're ripping the paper apart, you don't intend to mend it, to glue it back together, mikol makom chayav mishum korea, says Mishnah Berurah, nonetheless, you are fulfilled and you've transgressed the prohibition of korea. The low, but even the korea daf gamanasotur, you don't have to specifically transgress the iser of korea, ripping or tearing, as long as you have intent to sew or mend it back together. As long as you're doing it for some constructive purpose, as long as the kriya, the ripping, is done for some constructive purpose, therefore you are going to be chayav and be asur midiraisa to rip the paper, to rip the leather, even though there's no intent to be tofer, to mend, to sew, to glue back together, because that in itself is constructive for you for whatever reason. That is the position of the Shulchan Aruch, seemingly passing like the Rambam. However, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Dalet Tzedches, the Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict himself. Because here it does not seem that the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. Here the Shulchan Aruch writes, Choslo shel tamar v'grogro. If a person, and this is a citation of the Shulchan Aruch from Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav, that if a person has a box, or if a person has a vessel that's made out of weeds or twigs from a palm, a branch or a palm tree, in my kisui kosher v'chevel, if this basket is made out of string or out of some particular tie, matir v'soser shar sharos achevel v'chosech afilu v'saken, the person is permitted to cut, to tear, to rip apart this box or this kli, this vessel, shekol zeh kamo sheshover egozim or shkedim to the rito ha'ochel shemem. Because all you're doing here is destroying this barrel, destroying this vessel in order to get to the food that's inside of it. But here the Shulchan Aruch offensively paskins that so long as you're ripping something, but you're not ripping this reed basket in order to sew it again, but you're ripping it in order to get to the food inside, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's absolutely permitted. The difficulty would be that according to the Rambam, if your purpose here is to be korea, to tear, to rip, for a purpose, and here the purpose is to get to the food inside, seemingly it should be also according to the Rambam, as he says in Siman Shin Mem, that if you're being korea, if you're tearing, ripping something for a purpose, even though it's not almanas litzvor, there's no intent whatsoever, absolutely no intent ultimately to sew this reed basket back together, but the fact that you're tearing it and ripping it for a purpose, according to the Rambam, one would expect, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're chayav midiraisa, and here instead the Shulchan Aruch seemingly paskins like Tosfos, who understand that if you're ripping and it's not almanas litzvor, there's no intent to put this reed basket back together, the Shulchan Aruch says that that is permitted. How could that be permitted when the Shulchan Aruch himself says that it is prohibited to be korea as long as it's for a purpose? So the truth is that the Be'er Halacha, those would be longer essays of a Chafetz Chaim, Shomer, Kagan, Hakohen, here in Siman Shin Yud Daled Tzedches, asks this very question. He understands that it's a stira, that it's a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch, whether or not you require specifically korea almanas litzvor, do you have to rip or tear something specifically with a purpose to sew or mend something back together, which is the indication of the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Shin Yudalet, as opposed to Siman Shin Mem, where it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're Korea Sam for an intent, that's okay. How are we going to resolve this contradiction of the Shulchan Aruch? So the Chafetz Chaim here, Mishnah Berurah, says that you take a look at what types of details, or specifically the function of the items that we are ripping. In Siman Shin Yudalet, where the Shulchan Aruch permits you to rip and to tear something in order to get to the food, that's talking about a rope or a tie of some sort. And that's not something that's subject to the malacha of Korea, because when it comes to a rope or a tie, you can't sew, you can't mend, you can't glue it back together. There's no possible way for you to do such a thing. So the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Shin Yudalet Paskin that you can open up and tear apart this reed basket and there's no problem with Korea, that's because there's no possibility of you re-sewing it back together. That's not something that's done. You can't put back a reed basket together that's made out of rope. You might be able to tie it back together, but you can't sew it back together. So the only time the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a prohibition of almanas litzor, even rabbinically, is when there is the possibility of actually sewing something back together. But here, where you can sew it back together, it would be absolutely permitted. In Siman Shin Mem, when the Shulchan Aruch says that it's prohibited to do something because of Korea, even though there's no intent to sew it back together, that's where he's talking about ore. He's talking about leather. And when it comes to leather, if you rip leather, you can sew, you can glue, or you can put leather or paper back together. So when it comes to something where there's potential to be tofer it once again, that's where there becomes the rabbinic prohibition, and that's where the rabbis came and said it's prohibited to rip, even though you're not having intent to be tofer. But the fact that you could theoretically do so, that's what makes it also midrabbanan. So here in Siman Shin Yudalet, when it comes to the reed basket, because you can't re-sew rope back together, therefore it's absolutely permitted. There's a second way to resolve the contradiction in Shulchan Aruch between Siman Shin Yudalet and Siman Shin Mem. And other achronim here in Shulchan Aruch explain that one item in Siman Shin Yudalet is talking about getting to food. And that's the reason why it's permitted. As a result of the fact that the vessel, the reed basket that we're dealing with, is secondary to the food. It's simply holding the food. It doesn't have a function in and of itself. And it's only there in order to hold the contents of the food, which are primary. The reed basket is secondary. So therefore, when you're ripping something that in and of itself is not considered to be important, it's not considered to be significant, but it's only a vessel to hold that which is inside, therefore that would be permitted. As opposed to Siman Shin Mem, when you're ripping a piece of paper, you're ripping leather, there that item is productive. That is a solid functioning item, leather, paper. But when it comes to the reed basket that's simply holding something else, that would be permitted to do so. If you actually look in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that is what the Shulchan Aruch himself says. Shekol zeh kamo sheshover egozim o shkedim kedei litol ha'ochel shebehem. Why is it permitted to rip apart and to tear apart this reed basket? It's because it's no different than breaking any walnuts or any type of nut whatsoever in order to get to the food that's inside. Why should it be permitted to rip or to tear or to crack open a walnut or any form of a nut in order to get to the nut itself? You have to crack the shell in order to get to the nut. Same thing is true when it comes to this reed basket. The only way to get to the food or the tamarim, to the dates that are inside, is by ripping the basket, and therefore it should be no different than a shell, just like it's permitted to crack a shell on Shabbos in order to get to the food. Ripping, tearing apart a reed basket in order to get to the food inside should also be permitted. Based upon these two answers as to the resolution and to how to understand the seemingly contradictory statements of the Shulchan Aruch, we can now apply these two answers to practical applications of Korea Bizman Hazeh. The most common thing that we have to discuss and should discuss are snack bags. If you take potato chip bags, pretzel bags, candy bags, or chocolate bags, and you want to get to the food that's inside. You want to be able to procure the food that is inside of the package, and you have to open the snack box or the snack bag. Is that permitted? Is that prohibited? Is that Korea Almanas Litzor? Is that not Korea Almanas Litzor? So literally, if we understand like the position of Tosfos, that you have to rip in order to sew, that's clearly not going to be an issue here because I'm not going to sew the bag back together. So at most, there'd be an Issa D'Rabbanan according to Tosfos. According to the Rambam, however, who expands the Isser Malach of Korea, that I rip for a purpose, that there's intent and it's constructive when I'm ripping something in order to get to the food, one might argue that that could be Asur Midiraisa. However, according to the Shulchan Aruch's position here in Siman Shin Yadalad, if the bag itself is only secondary and it's only housing and holding the food item in it, and the only reason you're opening up the snack bag, the chip bag, the pretzel bag, or the popcorn bag, or the chocolate bag is in order to get to the food, then it should be no different seemingly than this reed basket itself. That's the opinion of Rishon Zalman Aruch Zichron Levracha, that these bags of plastic and nylon and sometimes any type of foil, aluminum foil that is holding these types of snacks in them, they don't have any status of a significant kli. They're not considered to be a keli. They're not a vessel that is subject to the melacha of Korea, and it even makes it weaker and less stringent than that which the Mechaber himself is talking about, because there it's a reed basket that has some sort of significance to it. But here, certainly, when you're talking about a plastic bag, that's going to be thrown away. And certainly, when you're ripping it, you're not ripping it in order to do anything with the bag itself, but you're ripping it in order to throw it in the garbage. It should be permitted to open up a chip bag, a snack bag, without any problem whatsoever for that very reason. Now, certainly, one has to be careful about other things as well. We don't have the opportunity this evening, but we'll discuss in future evenings. There are other issues that we have to deal with when opening a chip bag or a little small snack bag that we discussed in one of the earlier classes. Mochek, erasing. So when you're opening up a bag, you should make sure that you're not ripping letters or words or ripping in between letters and words. We'll talk in the future about malacha called mechatech, cutting something on perforated lines. That's not for this evening, but that's something else someone has to be concerned about. But when you're opening up a small snack bag, and if we are to hone in on the malacha of Korea, from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, based upon this halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yadal Sivches, understand that because it's a throwaway bag and because the bag itself is secondary to the food that's inside and you only want to get to the food and you're going to throw away the bag, therefore it should be permitted. However, what about a larger chip bag or a pretzel bag or a popcorn bag that you're not going to just snack on and throw the bag out in a matter of minutes or an hour or so, but you're going to hold on to the bag and you're going to use that bag in order to maintain and contain the context of the chips and the pretzels and the popcorn for the next few days until it runs out? Would that be permitted or would that be prohibited? There would be an argument in either direction, and indeed it's a machlokas apostkim, as to whether or not one can rip open a larger bag where you're holding or maintaining and containing the contents inside. One might argue that it should be no different, because on the one hand, ultimately you're going to throw away this package. You're going to throw away this paper bag or this plastic bag or this nylon bag. You're not interested in keeping it. It just happens to be that you're holding onto it until the food runs out. Others argue that the potential that you have to hold the bag and you can keep the food and the snacks inside of the contents would be room to prohibit it, because in the meantime it's still lasting. In that situation, what might be best is to cut it in an abnormal fashion, in a shingly way, maybe from the side, where you're actually destroying the bag and possibly remove the contents from the popcorn or the paper bag of chips and put it into another bag, and that would be a way to hold on to it. The same thing would be true of a cardboard box of cereal. To open up a cardboard box of cereal from the top and to open it the regular way, where you're going to hold on to the cereal box, and the cereal box is still going to be productive to be able to use for the next week or so in order to keep the cereal and maintain the cereal in the box. So that ripping is not destructive, but it's rather productive. So the same thing would be true with a larger cereal box as opposed to a small one-time-use cereal box. A one-time-use should be no different than the small snack bags as opposed to a larger cereal box, which might be a problem. When you're dealing with things like sugar packets, the small one-time that you put in a tea or a coffee, wrappers that you open candy and chocolate with, one, again, would be suggested to be careful when you're ripping it, not to rip words and letters or in between letters and words. One should be extra careful not to rip the sugar packet or the wrapper on a perforated line, because that falls under the category of mechatech, of tearing something on a perforated line is problematic. We'll talk about that next week. But one can open a sugar packet, candy, or chocolate, a little packet that you're going to simply remove the wrapper, take it and throw it into the garbage, because their korea is a non-entity. You're simply taking the item and throwing it out. Again, you want to get to the contents that's inside of the packet itself, ultimately to throw it out. If you're going to hold on to it and you're going to use the wrapper further, so I would again suggest, no different than the big box of cereal or no different than the big bag of chips, that you rip it in a different way in order to destroy the bag itself. Once you're destroying the packet of sugar, then ultimately you can remove the sugar and throw out the package. And if you need to save the sugar, if you have a larger box of sugar, a bag of sugar that you need to open on Shabbos, to rip it apart, throw out the bag, and then put that bag into a Ziploc bag and hold onto it in that fashion. That covers the basics of the melacha of Koreah. Again, the question being whether or not Koreah specifically almanah lit for, so you have to do it with the intent to mend or to sew, or is it only Koreah with the intent in order to do something productive? And you don't specifically or exactly have to be Koreah in order to mend, but as long as you're being Koreah in order to do something productive, that in and of itself would be a problem. It's based upon that the question arises, how to deal with snack bags, sugar packets, cereal boxes and the like in terms of opening and closing them. As we mentioned, if you're doing it in order to throw out the bag right away, that'll be permitted. If you're doing it in order to save the bag, it should be advised that you rip it in a way where it can't be used again as a best policy, and take the contents, the remaining contents in the large bag, and move it into another bag. We'll continue, God willing, next week and discuss some of the other applications of cutting and ripping and using plastic bags and the like, and snack bags and the like, other malachos that also are related to this besides mochek, erasing, which we've discussed, as we've discussed Koreah tonight. We'll pick up with mechatech, tearing on a perforated line, and some other issues of soser and bona and kalim. And I wish everybody a wonderful evening and a good week. Thank you for calling in. Look forward to having you next week. Bye-bye.